Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Tight, tight, tight.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, a.k.a. the face that produces the place. By the way, we will find out if the face that produces the place, if we see his face as the winner of Sports Radio Station of the Year.
When's that going down?
I don't know. I know
this evening.
I know Parker and Sarah Frazier, our program director, sorry, brand manager, and get these titles correct, and Sarah Frazier, who runs the place. I know they're there to what happened?
The award show is starting right now at this moment.
How do you have it?
Where are you streaming it?
I haven't even looked for a link yet, but it says that the award show for these Marconi Awards gets going at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Holy fun bags. So that is tonight. We will see if we win that award, the Marconi for Sports Station of the Year, as we're going up against WIP in Philly. We're going up against the Sports Hub in Boston, the Zone in Nashville, and 97 Ticket in Detroit. How I have all of those memorized, I don't know. But we're going against them, and we'll find out. And again, we have fun, but a lot of that has to do with you all, the listeners, you all who have supported us over the years, 30 years here. We celebrated our 30th year here at Sports Radio 610, and that would be an amazing achievement to get. All right, NBA opening night, Clint. Rockets at Thunder, Warriors at Lakers a little bit later on. Interesting in this game between the Rockets and the Thunder. It will be ring ceremony night, and the banners dropped, so the Rockets will have to sit and watch the Thunder get their rings and the banner drop and that celebration before they play in OKC tonight. But, Clint, the Rockets are running out the tallest starting lineup in NBA history on opening night. They've got Amen Thompson, who's 6'7", starting at the point, and then everybody else is 6'11". Kevin Durant is 6'11", Jabari Smith, 6'11", Alperen Şengün, 6'11", and then Steven Adams, who they have in the lineup as well. The tallest starting lineup in opening night. Clint, I am really intrigued to see how long Udoka actually plays this lineup together.
Well, look, I mean, talking to Brandon Scott, I mean, he feels like, and I believe Luke Morrow, both of those guys cover the team and follow the team pretty closely. I think both of those guys feel like the commitment level to this double big lineup, if you want to call it, is very real. To the point of where I never had the conversation, but I had it in the rundown with B. Scott of the Clint Capella sign was. You know, that was an interesting sign to me. That was, I mean, you look at that and I immediately thought, well, maybe they're going to commit a little bit more to the double big lineup and being significantly longer than everybody else that they play at more positions. And, you know, if you got Steven Adams and you're going to go with this double big lineup and you got a guy like Steven Adams, clearly you got to have somebody to plug in that's going to allow you to load manage him throughout a season, given how old he is and how big he is. And you want him to be fresh for the playoffs. And if you're serious about going double bigs and staying double bigs and you go get another big, which I would imagine Clint Capela fits in there to some degree. So maybe that was a bigger move, Ron, than we gave it credit when it first happened.
Yeah, I guess.
That didn't sound like you're buying it.
Well, I just don't love the idea of Kevin Durant playing twos or Jabari Smith playing twos. One of those guys would play twos against twos or ones, right? Like, you know, Anthony Edwards or something like that. Now, I think Thompson would probably take the best perimeter player.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there are a lot of NBA teams who have really good athletic ones and twos on their team. And, yes, there's a height situation. But, you know, Kevin Durant, people have talked about there's concern about his, you know, him defending. Well, I think that goes up another notch if he's guarding twos.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so that's my thing. It'll be a fun watch. It'll be interesting to see how they handle things. But I get the feel we're going to see Reed Sheppard probably pretty soon out there. And you know, you start to now say, all right, man, we're going to put, you know, pick and rolls. We're going to put Shingun and Steven Adams, those guys, in pick and rolls and make them have to move. I don't know that I love that defensively. So we'll see how long it is, but it should be a fun matchup tonight against the defending champs. And a lot of people believe these are the two best teams in the West. Some throw Denver in there as well, but a lot of people look at these as the two best teams in the West. And we get our first chance to see Kevin Durant in a regular season game. Also, Lakers, Warriors, the nightcap. And this will be the first time in 23 years on opening night, there is no LeBron James. He has that right side injury that's going to keep him out to mid-November. We'll get to see the new sleek Luka Doncic, but without LeBron tonight, going up against Steph and the Warriors tonight. So it's a good opening, and I just think it is crazy where the Rockets have gotten from the Steven Silas years to where they are on opening night, along with the defending champs, Steph Curry, and LeBron and Luke. That is crazy where the Rockets have got.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun season, man. It looks like with the Astros bowing out of the playoffs and are not even getting there, and then the Texans looking like a 2-4 start, looking like they're staring a top 10 pick in the face. That boy, hang our hat on them old Rockets in a hurry now.
Stop saying that, man. You've really been pushing that top 10 pick thing here.
Would you bet on it right now, top 10 or inside the top 10 or outside the top 10 right now?
Yeah.
5 o'clock fire.
Oh, out of time on that topic. All right. Nico Collins. He suffered what appeared to be a concussion and left the game. And then went back to the locker room and never appeared back in that game. And here is D'Amico Ryans, who spoke to the media earlier, giving an update, the latest update on Nico Collins and that concussion situation.
I will see how the week goes, Jonathan. We'll see, you know, what we need to do. Of course, Nico is one of our best players. So, you know, with that being questionable throughout the week, yeah, it's concerning. You want all your best players to be out there each and every given week, but it's never always how you want it, right? Some things you can't control, and you just have to roll with it and do the best that you possibly can.
Right. Obviously, when you're talking about head injuries and concussions, that's obviously the big factor, making sure he is good to go and not coming back early. And the league has been pretty serious about things like that, not coming back early. But Clint, We've watched this offense struggle in all the games except for the ones that has the Ravens in it. Even the Titans, they only had 6 3/4. We've watched them struggle. This is clearly their weapon, their number one weapon. We watched it after, you know, he went out, and it just looked like I'm sitting there thinking, who the hell are they going to go to? Christian Kirk has the hamstring thing, so we'll see what happens for him next week. This is a scary proposition. And what again, would have to feel like another must-win game against a team like the 49ers, short week, if they have to go to this game without DeMeco Ryans.
Yeah, and look, this is what DeMeco Ryans and Nick Caserio signed up for without signing more proven weapons on this offense. You are Nico Collins injury away from being in real trouble, and the guy you signed is an injury-prone Christian Kirk, who once again, he's been out with his hamstring. And to be honest with you, I don't even know with a good hamstring if Father Time hadn't jumped on his back. So, this is what they signed up for. It's unfortunate that you're just in this situation because one of two things has to happen, right? You either got to have the dudes that can create separation, that can go make plays, that can impact the game, or you got to have the scheme, the plan, the play caller that can create opportunities that's gonna allow a quarterback to execute and to impact the game. Right now, we have neither. Right? To be honest with you, we had neither when Nico was healthy. Let's be honest. Even with Nico, it seemed like that
he was easily taken away.
Yeah, he was easily taken away, no doubt. And so right now we have neither, and it's gotten worse on the talent front. So I'm concerned with Nico in the game, and the fact that this is a concussion, short week, grabbed his head multiple times with both hands. I got to believe that there's a really good chance they're going to err on the side of caution with Nico Collins, and they're going to have to play at least one game without him.
Man. Yeah, I'm looking out there. I'm like, what are they going to do? I mean, this is just going to have to be by committee. I'll be honest with you, Clint. I am a bit surprised that at least those two young receivers who played, several years at Iowa State played a lot. I'm a bit surprised that they're not further along, that they're not more trusted or have more of a space in this offense. Knowles showed a little something late in the game, but especially with this receiving core, I thought Higgins and Knowles would be much more of an impact than they have been through these first six games. Now, this may force them, but I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great. And I don't know how Texans fans or the Texans can feel great about, all right, we're going to roll into this thing.
Yeah.
And Hutch, Higgins, Knoll, Berrios, and that they're going to be ready to roll with this.
Well, they are in a very interesting system. It seems like there's more of an emphasis put on cut splits and blocking safeties and inserting yourself in the box. And can you do that? And if you can do that, you can play every down than it is on can you go make plays. It seems like there's more emphasis put on receivers blocking in the run game and helping generate the run game than it is in using them as a weapon and getting those guys going in the offense as a weapon. And, it's – so with that said, you got a couple of rookies that are obviously, inexperienced. They're being asked to do a lot. It's not just, hey, man, go line up at wide receiver and run the route tree, and if the quarterback signals out there, do what the hell you're told. It's all this other cut, split, block safeties, insert into the formation, and all this other crap that I think makes it difficult for young guys to play and play high volume, number of snaps. And so the good thing, the one good to take from yesterday on the offensive side of the football, I agree with you, is it appears that Jalen Knoll has a real chance to be an impact player with this offense. Now, can Nick Caley get him the ball? Can Nick Caley, protect CJ long enough to get him the football? We'll see.
Yeah, no fear from the 49ers if Nico Collins is not out.
Oh, no.
No fear.
Much fear before that.
5 o'clock fire.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Left field and deep. A Rosarena turns. Gone! A Springer dinger! 4-3 Blue Jays in the bottom of the seventh!
There it was. That was the homer that gave them a lead. They were down 3-1 after the big dumper hit a solo shot. Julio Rodriguez hit a solo shot. And the Mariners looked like they were going to the World Series for the first time ever. Listen, I'm concerned by some of those fans.
Turds.
They were... I saw fans in the stands crying during not just the division, the wild card round, like crying with big hits.
good.
Like crying. Like I'm like, good God, guys. It's a wild card round. Like we haven't even got to the – what are they going to do if they get to the World Series? Well, they don't have to figure that out because they're not making it. George Springer, you can do whatever you want to do with that hair when you do things like he did last night. It's time. It's time to come on home, George. He knows it.
Yeah, it is.
And he's just – now he's just LeBron in it. But your feelings with George going deep like that.
Man, I loved every second of it. I've watched the replay of that Springer dinger more than once. Never imagined I'd be pulling for Canada and these Blue Jays outside of Springer. But once Seattle and their crap-ass fans decided to boo Springer when he got drilled in the knee a couple of games ago, that was all I needed. So love it. Love the tears rolling out of Seattle. Be better next season, you bunch of turds.
Glad it was Springer, boys. Glad it was Springer. Happy for Springer. I'm a Springer fan, but I'll be honest with you. I wanted the Mariners to win it. I wanted the Mariners to go to the World Series.
Even after that?
After all of it, gee.
When they were cheering and hooping and hollering when George got drilled the knee the other
look,
night?
I don't like it. It's a bad look, but if I can't go to the World Series, I want somebody that I got to play every week to go to the World Series. I want to have the joy of knocking them off next year when inside the division. Not to mention, I want the team from America to go to the World Series, not the Canadian team. I got plenty of reason to root for Seattle here.
Atmosphere was live in Seattle. It did appear. Did they have a bad night last night? You think they gave a damn about the Seahawks after that?
Did you see the moment in the Monday Night Football game, our game, the Texans game, where the fans were starting to find out? Oh, that was awesome. They were so upset.
That is a crusher. All right, coming up 5 o'clock hour. Texans Ticket Tuesday. We got two segments, so make sure you are listening and prepared. Texans Ticket Tuesday, your chance to win a pair of tickets front row in the bullpen. You got a chance to do that in this hour. We'll look at CJ Stroud's performance.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Performance coming up next.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint, your thoughts on the performance of C.J. Stroud last night. We talked about it in kind of our pre-game yesterday in this hour that, yeah, we believe he is probably going to have to outplay Sam Darnold for this team to have a chance to win on the road in Seattle. It was one of those games where your big players have to step up and play. Yesterday, C.J. Stroud, 23 of 49, under 50% passing, 229 yards, one touchdown, one brutal interception. Got away with maybe some other potential turnovers or points on the board. A quarterback rating of 59, two rushes for 25 yards. Your thoughts on what you watched from C.J. Stroud last night?
I thought it was ugly. Look, I thought you start with the running backwards and what should have been a safety. Then you look at the lateral that should have been a touchdown. You go to the interception. As you mentioned, you come out at half. You've got a chance to swing the game 10 points after kicking a field goal at the end of the half. And you throw an interception. You know, that moment slips by you. I felt like in the second half there with down 15, I believe it was, with 12-plus minutes left in the ball game, I believe he got a little bit overwhelmed and just threw four straight go routes on four straight plays and punted. That was a wasted series. I think when you look at the issues that the Texans had from a standpoint of not being able to protect the quarterback, I mean, look, I'm not privy to all the information, but we were told that from CJ and from everybody else over there that CJ was going to have more responsibility from a communication standpoint to get the protection right and to get the whatever scheme they're running up front to get in the best play and get out of the bad plays. Clearly, that's not happening. I think there's a lot of factors that go into a quarterback playing well. I think there's a lot of factors that go into a quarterback playing bad. But at the end of the day, it falls at the feet of the quarterback. And this was a F performance from C.J. Stroud on several fronts.
Ooh, F,
and, huh? Yeah. Look, and it's some rough circumstances that he's playing under, no doubt about it. But instead of overcoming and fixing and making better, he's magnifying and doubling down and making worse. And so, this was an F. And so not real happy with what we saw from C.J. Stroud. By the way, the most alarming part of all of this for me personally with C.J. Stroud is his reaction to all of this adversity. You know, whether we're talking about like having the ability, the desire, the guts to go in and make sure before you get seven games deep in the season or six games in a bye week into the season, like to fix these things, you personally going and getting them fixed and demanding that they get fixed instead of just being a guy that shows up and does your job. Maybe a guy that shows some level of frustration when things aren't going well. We buy so much into this wanting to be everybody's buddy and doing your job and not worrying about everything else and a bunch of these good soldiers that fall in line and never voice an opinion or never hold anybody accountable or never show any frustration. I think it's at this point, I think it's a fault of his. I think it's a limitation of his. I think it's something that, you know, he's going to have to overcome if he has the ability to do so. I don't know. I think over all in all, this was one of the worst games that I've seen C.J. Stroud play.
Yeah, this is the thing that's concerning, because somebody just texted in, I'm finally concerned that I think he's getting worse and it's not just his surroundings. And guys, I don't think it's ever just been his surroundings. I think his surroundings play a role in it. I think CJ, we said it last year, is taking a step back, and some people really didn't like to hear that and thought, no, it's the offensive line, it's Bobby Slowick, it's all this. And I think those things were a part of it. And I think we both maintained this last year and even into this year is those things are a part of it, but he's also playing a part of it and a role to it. And I think some people are maybe kind of arriving at that point now. It's everything.
But it's less, to me personally, it's less about regression and more about being exposed, right? That nobody had film on him his rookie year. Nobody knew that all you had to do was crowd the line of scrimmage and show pressure, and he didn't have the ability to find the answer, or he doesn't have the ability to quickly process what's going on, get the protection right, and strike down the field. Like that is ultimately what's going on with C.J. Stroud. Teams know that they come in, they can crowd the line of scrimmage, and they are going to at least show pressure, speed up his play clock, or the clock in his head, and he's going to struggle when that happens. Show him coverages, roll coverages, disguise coverages, take away his best receiver. He is going to, for lack of better terms, he's going to panic. He's going to rush. He's not going to throw the ball accurately like he typically does. He's not going to be able to find answers. And the reality of it is he hasn't been able to do that. Watch how many times teams just sit back in different coverages and rush four players and let CJ get comfortable in the pocket. Because they know he will absolutely torch them. He'll pick them apart when they do that. It's heat him up. You don't have guys that can beat me immediately. Heat him up. Your quarterback's going to see and feel the pressure. He's going to see and feel the pocket collapse. Your O-line doesn't know how to protect it. Your communication sucks up front. C.J. Stroud suffers because of it. It's been the same thing. Two different offensive coordinator, 42 different offensive linemen. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the book is out.
I think for me, Clint, the part that I think is really concerning for me is Sam Darnold played one of his worst games since he's really started to really improve his play. When he was with Minnesota and Kevin O'Connell last year and this year where he's been a top half quarterback, man, this is one of his worst games. He throws a pick. He fumbles a ball in the end zone for a touchdown. He probably went for big plays when he probably should have taken easier plays to sustain drives. Mm-hmm. There were some misses. Now, he made some plays, too. He dropped a couple of balls right in a bucket and was able to get the ball to his best guy. But I think Sam Darnold would tell you, I brought a C game, maybe. Like, when you factor in the turnovers, maybe worse.
Yep.
Clint, it was very clear, at least to me. Now, maybe some of you disagree. But Clint Tyler, it was clear to me who the best quarterback on the field was. And Sam Darnold turned the ball over twice, one for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
It was clear. And that's the concerning part right there with that.
You're right, Ron, but this isn't the first time. You're right. Sam Darnold in his C or D game, Sam Darnold was still better. You're right.
Lawrence, it happened earlier this year.
Right. The very first game of the year with Matthew Stafford. Now he's obviously a Hall of Famer, so you understand it. But I pointed out after that game is, like, forget about how the game unfolded, but one quarterback in one offense was never taken by surprise. They were in complete control. Sure, they made mistakes, but the quarterback was in complete control of the game, of the clock, of the offense, of the play, of the protection. He was in complete control, and everybody on our side of the field looked like it was panic mode all the damn time. And that's the same thing that we're seeing six games into the season. And so the point you're making, yes, this is the most severe because it's Sam Darnold's D game, right? But it's not the first time. Every game, you look across the field and you look how that offensive coordinator and that quarterback are handling situations, are running their shop. It is significantly more impressive than C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans.
Yeah, tough one there. All right, coming up, again, man, the plan – at times was mind-boggling. Just some of the decisions just we still can't wrap our minds around it. We'll try it one more time before we get out of here. guys come.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com. Up
next. It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, I feel like we've done a good job of moving Nico around. Nico doesn't just align at the X. Nico moves around formations. We move him around. And we tried to get Nico the ball yesterday. As you guys saw, if you guys watched the game, we did try to get him the football. And some plays were successful. He moved chains for some plays. Some plays weren't so successful. But it wasn't for a lack of not trying to get him the football.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryans as he spoke to the media earlier today. If you missed that, 2:30. So in hour one, 2:30 is when he spoke to the media. You can hear that in its entirety. And Clint, there's a couple of things that I want to get to because I completely disagree with him in terms of his involvement. And that was many things that he talked about and they did in the game that, to me, fit into the category of, hey, Doug, y'all had 15 days to sit down and this is what y'all came up with. I believe you used the term mind-boggling earlier.
Sure, I mean, did.
I just blown away. Do you think, how can I put this? Like sometimes people say things and phrase it in a certain way but don't mean anything by it. They just happen to phrase it that way. When he said, if y'all were watching the game, do you think he knew what he was saying?
No, I think he is clearly in one of those states. D'Amico does this from time to time. D'Amico is in one of those states of where he's very, very frustrated. There's a disconnect because he's doing it via Zoom. And I think it is the absolute last place he wants to be. And D'Amico sometimes comes out there and puts on his front of, oh, we just move on past it, man. We got a new game. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's 2-4, and D'Amico is in a really bad spot. And I think he is very defensive.
I was going to say, he's just not a natural a-hole like that.
I don't know. I think he's got a little bit of that in him.
I'm not saying he don't have – everybody's got a little bit in him, but I just don't think he is one that just jumps out like sarcastic. Yeah, y'all watch the game. I mean, that's how it sounded. I think a lot of people took it that way. I don't get – maybe I'm giving the benefit of that. I didn't get the feel that he was just trying to be an a-hole. But, Clint, I completely disagree with you on it. It took them 10 plays in drive three before, like, not an incompletion, not like a target. It came his way.
Third drive, first possession of the second quarter. There's 14 seconds.
The full quarter.
14 minutes in the second quarter. Second play of the drive, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah, they did hit him with the next play, too, that was an offsetting penalty, so it didn't count as a big play down the field. But it took them 10. Like, that is insane to me. That nobody would check. I don't care if it's Nick Cayley, if it's D'Amico, if it's Gerard Johnson, if it's Cole Popovich, if it's the receivers coach. I don't care whoever it is. Like, hey guys, hey man, we've handed it off to Nick Chubb. We've handed it off to Woody Marks. We've thrown it to Woody Marks. We've thrown it to Dalton Schultz. We've thrown it to Braxton Berrios. Hey guys, 12 over there. Like coming into it, there's no way we get to play 10 drive three before you hit Nico Collins. That is just crazy to me.
It's not. I mean, here's the thing again: is you've got people out there that are going to look at, you know, that second quarter. Yes, so the first ball that they attempted to get to Nico Collins was to start the second quarter, the third drive, which that should be enough. There shouldn't be, oh yeah, but we did this, this, and that. Okay, all right, that should be enough to make the point. The fact that the head coach goes to a press conference, and I'm sure he knows that Nico Collins got his first target, his first catch in the second quarter in the third possession. Surely he knows that if that's your go-to guy and if that's really your only proven weapon that has any kind of explosiveness to him on this offense. Look, I know Jalen Knowles shown some promise. Woody Marks has shown some promise. I get it. But I'm talking about proven, like, game-changing guys. That's the one you've got. Like, in his head, at any moment, does the light bulb come on and go, We should have handed it to him or screened it to him or found a way to get him a touch in the first quarter of the game, in the first two drives of the game. Like, that enough, that should be enough, you know, in itself. But when, as you go along, like, every, I don't believe that there was one screen attempt to Nico Collins. Right? I think everything, there were a couple of quick game throws, a slant, and I think he actually dropped a slant, and then the mid-range game where he drops the ball over the middle for a 15 or 20-yard gain, and there was a couple of go routes, back shoulders that were thrown to him. Those are all, when I break the huddle and I go to the line of scrimmage, that's dependent on what the defense does. I'm talking about where you break the huddle and you go, this ball's going to 12 no matter what. I don't care what they do.
No, yeah. And it seemed like they got there on play 10.
The only way you could, and my point in saying all that is, the only way, if you're D'Amico Ryans, that you feel comfortable and are justified to come to a press conference and say, didn't y'all watch the game? We tried to get Nico the ball plenty, is if you threw him two or three screens, you handed him two or three jet sweeps, and you did everything you could to get your best player. And again, your most proven player, what I would say is the only superstar on this offense, you went above and beyond to get him touches. That would be, if I were D'Amico Ryans, after week one, that would have been an absolute requirement for Nick Cayley. If you don't do it, we're going to have a conversation in the locker room, whether we're home or away, we're going to have a real conversation, a heated conversation in the locker room. For this to be a must-win game, you're 2-3, you built a lot of momentum in the previous two games, in the previous two outings, and you come out and you decide to take the air out of your sails by never getting Nico Collins a for sure first quarter target. Like, that's egregious to me.
Text line, text coming through. How long did it take Seattle to target JSN? Two. Play two.
They did it whenever they wanted to.
Play two.
They did Kenneth it whenever Walker. They wanted to. They knew exactly. Everybody in the stadium knew that was the guy that we needed to stop. And he went out there and extended his lead, by the way, on production of the season.
200 yards.
Yeah.
Play. Yeah, he's leading the league in receiving by almost over 200 yards. Yeah, he had 8 catches for a 123 and a touchdown.
What's he got, 800 yards already?
On 14 targets.
He got 800 yards through 7 games?
819.
I mean, he's on pace to have an 1,900-yard season.
He was at least a week or two ago. I know he was on pace for a historical type of season for a receiver at that point.
Play two.
That's one very good example of how, to me, D'Amico Ryans, what's at risk here is him just looking and sounding plumb ass silly, and that's because you didn't just go up there and say, no, yeah, you know what, we didn't do a good job on that first and second drive, but I tell you what you did do was you snapped that ball with pressure and let your quarterback run backwards and almost get a damn safety. Well, it should have been a safety.
I don't know how that was.
But you didn't think it would be a good idea to move him and maybe throw him a quick screen one direction or the other? Yeah. Just put him in motion, which immediately draws a soft defender wherever he's at, and immediately you can't press a receiver in motion. Motion him from left to right, snap the ball, stop him on a dime, and throw him the quick screen.
Was not on my bingo card that Braxton Berrios would get a target before Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things that hurt Tyler Miller last night on his best bets. He had Nico Collins over 69.5.
Well, that drop hurt you.
Yeah, that drop hurt you. Yeah, that offsetting penalty hurt you on the sideline. Hurt Nicholas and his fantasy team as well. But that's all right. It's a new day. He was 1 for 5 last night. It's a new day. Got the NBA starting up. Let's get best bets now. Go ahead. Make sure you check at T-Mill Real Deal if you don't catch him here, as he'll make you some cash. He'll bounce back tonight. What you got? A little NBA action?
Yeah, man. We'll get back in the green. I got 5 picks for this NBA tip-off tonight. 2 games in action. Obviously, the hometown squad, Rockets up in OKC, and then we also got the Warriors and Lakers. I got 3 for that first game and 2 for the Lakers-Warriors game. First, for these Rockets, I love this bet, because I could see them winning it outright on that money line tonight, but I got the Rockets plus 6.5 points at the Thunder. Within that game, I have 2 player props for you. Both of them are Rockets. The new guy, Kevin Durant, over 24.5 points. I'm not sure that's necessarily a lock, but I think he'll want to make his debut for Houston in the right way and should be scoring pretty often. Alpi Şengün, I got over 5.5 assists tonight for him. And the Rockets, that might be my favorite bet of the night, to be honest. We hit on that one a lot last year. And then the last 2 here for the Warriors-Lakers game, I got the Warriors money line beating the Lakers. I got it at minus 145. It's been hovering between there and 150. And then one player prop within that game, Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Butler over 5.5 rebounds. So Şengün was over 5.5 assists, but I got Jimmy Butler over 5.5 rebounds. What was your 5 best bets to get the NBA season started?
Big night for me, baby.
What's that?
Oh, I'm in this. I'm locked into this.
Oh, baby. Yeah, no question. I'm in. I'm in as well.
Yeah, this will be fun.
I want to hear it on that Alpi Şengün 5.5 assists.
I was going to say, ooh, Tyler, this may be one of the first times I am on the fence on that Rockets 6.5. I'm on the fence because OKC would absolutely beat the brakes off teams last year. So but the rest of them, Durant, love it. Şengün, man, that's like that 5.5 assists, that's gonna go up. You better get on that early.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't believe when I saw
that. That feels like the bases and a half for Jordan when he was rolling hot. Like that feels like that is gonna roll.
It's a great call.
I like the Warriors tonight with no LeBron. For the Lakers, that's a good bet. And then Jimmy, 5.5, another good one. They play small, and he's going to have to rebound. I like that one a lot. So that's a good round. I think you're going to make some money with that one. Again, go to at T-Mill Real Deal to get those bets. Coming up, Texans All Access, D'Amico Ryans. He will jump on as soon as we get done. Area 45 live and local tonight. 8 to midnight, Bajani Creighton and Chris Santiago stay with it. Shout out to D'Amico Ryans for being on the show, kind of, and we appreciate that. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When someone else instead of me.
Yeah, did you see that Brie Lesson?
Oh, my God, this is going to be a good one. Here you go. Look at this. Third quarter. Look at this. Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Whoa!
Ooh.
get you.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.